You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
As the WNBA draft prepares, this is definitely a year with several guards that are all interesting in nature. They all have their flaws. They all have their strengths. And one of the more interesting point guards out there is Oklahoma's Danielle Robinson, who led their team so far in the NCAA tournament and is such an outstanding scorer and ball handler with incredible quickness. And somebody who knows a lot about playing that point guard slot, especially on a team that can win more than their share of games, is Stanford alum Rosalind Gold Unwoody, and now working for ESPN. And Roz joins me now to talk about Danielle. Hi, Roz.
Hey, David. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Let's talk Danielle Robinson. So, she is tall, she is thin, and she is lightning quick and doesn't believe that she is.
She doesn't believe she's lightning quick?
And when I talked to her, she said, you know, I don't think I'm that quick. I couldn't believe it.
She might be messing with you. She is so fast, and she has a great ability not only to create her own shot, but for others using that speed. You know, she just really can carve through defenses like cheese. It's funny. You know, anytime someone plays Oklahoma, and I've had actually the chance to do a couple Oklahoma games this year, and my key to the game instantly, like without even starting anything, is contain Danielle Robinson penetration. Because once she gets into the paint, she probably can float it over your bigger players. She also has developed over the course of her career a very nice pull-up jump shot, and she's a very capable passer as well.
I'm interested in seeing as she goes into the pro with that penetration that she does. Once she has some people that are around her that can finish consistently, you know, one of the weaker spots on this year's Oklahoma team has been their inside finishing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think when you play with a great passer and a great guard, one of the biggest transitions for the other players is to always look for the ball. I think a big part of finishing is expecting the pass. And so, you know, a lot of inside she has, especially this season, you know, she's had the likes of the Paris twins. But now this season she plays with a freshman in Nicole Griffin or McFarlane, who's new to being, you know, the go-to center when she was starting. So, you know, a bunch of bigger players in there who had to get adjusted to, you know, in big game situations finishing for Danielle Robinson. And then she's got, you know, younger players along the wing in Ellenberg, Aaron Ellenberg, and, of course, a somewhat of a vet in Whitney Hand. She's such a smart player, but she's missed a whole season of games. So, again, these are all players who in some respects are fresh to the court and possibly fresh to really getting to mold with Danielle Robinson.
Yeah, and I her quickness is something that she's going to need also, I think, though, to rein in a little bit as she goes to the pros. I think that sometimes she is too quick.
She gets a little ahead of herself. She's a very emotional player, which is the type of player I love to play with. I would love to be Danielle Robinson's teammate. Like, you know, after she scores, does something well, she is firing her team up, and you can't teach that. I mean, you either have that or you don't. And if you have a player like that who happens to be good, I mean, kudos to you, coach. You hit the jackpot because now you have a player who can inspire people to be better than what they are or to come back from being down or, you know, in the upset. But, you know, if she did have, you know, that also can be a weakness in that her ability to get emotional can make her, or just be really into it, can make her zoom up a bit, make bad decisions, get carried away, throw the ball off the backboard or over the basket, you know, in a layup position. And it's something that Coach Cole has said she's worked with Danielle about, slowing down and staying calm.
Defensively, how do you think that she can handle the rigors of the WNBA?
Oh, I was going to – I think – if you're saying how can Danielle play defense in the WNBA, I think she's going to be just fine. Danielle Robinson, not only is she a good player in her ability to drive, shoot, pass, you know, handle pressure and just her speed, she is an excellent defender. And she's so low to the ground. She's so quick. I remember one time we were playing against Oklahoma and the idea was whoever Danielle Robinson is not guarding will bring the ball up. And that was in the Final Four last year. And there was a moment in the game where we look silly. We're passing to one another in the back court, and she's just switching to the person with the ball. I mean, she's real. You know, it's like she eventually someone was like, all right, I got it. But, you know, she's really that much of a disruptor on defense. As a guard, she's in your handle. And then she has a certain swag about her where it's almost like she's not saying anything. She's a very clean player, but she's always just kind of in your personal space. You know, she's just in your personal bubble, like, you know, just sending a message, I'm here, I'm going to guard you, full length of the court. She's in great shape. I think she's going to be a great defensive presence for whoever has her, especially perimeter, ball-on-ball, one-on-one defense.
One of the other things that has struck me about her is just the way that she has, this year she was able to up her scoring when she needed it to be without the Parises around. But last year she had no problem still taking the big shot when it was there and when it was necessary, but taking that secondary role offensively. As she goes forward into the pros, that's something that she's definitely going to need to be able to do, I would say, is be able to sometimes pick up the offense and other times let everybody else do what they got to do.
I think Danielle Robinson, from talking with her teammates, from watching her play, I think she's, you know, a great team player. And she is not at all thinking about her own stuff out there. It's whatever it needs to win. And so if she's needed to score, she's going to do that because she's shown time and time again that she's not afraid of the big shot, and she, in fact, embraces the challenge. She loves to step into the light. She loves that moment. But when she has great players around her, she's very ready to distribute that ball, and I think that's what makes a point guard, someone who's capable but chooses their spots, and she's capable of that.